distinguished committee member for raising the human rights situation in occupied territories of Georgia. The human rights situation is indeed worsening every year in Georgia's occupied Abkhazia and Tsikhinvali regions. People living there, particularly the most vulnerable groups, such as children, are deprived of their fundamental rights and freedoms, including but not limited to the freedom of movement, right to life, and education in native language. That is completely rooted out as the language of instruction from both occupied regions, and it was mentioned by distinguished committee member. More than 4,000 school and 600 kindergarten children are restricted to have access to education in their native language each year in both regions. Moreover, increasing number of people are being illegally detained and kidnapped along the occupation line, including children. And to make things worse, Russian Federation and its occupation regimes are creating physical barriers by erecting barbed wire fences and other artificial barriers along the occupation line, as well as a lengthy and arbitrary closure of the occupation line restricts children from access to their houses, also to healthcare, emergency services, education, among other things. Dozens of people have died due to refusing or delaying the patients to get emergency treatment on the Georgian government-controlled territory. And one such tragic incident involved last year 1-year-old child. So besides that, due to closure of the so-called crossing points, Georgian children living in the occupied region are prevented from studying in the territory controlled by the government of Georgia. We do have hundreds of thousands of IDPs and refugees expelled from the occupied territories as a result of the multiple waves of ethnic cleansing carried out by the Russian Federation, and are still prevented to return their homes. And in such severe circumstances, the international human rights organizations are constantly denied the access to the occupied Abkhazia and Tsikhinvali regions. Even the European monitoring mission is deprived of the possibility to enter Abkhazia and Tsikhinvali regions, despite its mandate covers the entire territory of Georgia. Furthermore, the Russian Federation and its occupation regimes are intensifying their efforts to obstruct the work and humanitarian activities of international organizations, including UN agencies working on the ground. The Russian Federation, exercising effective control, bears the full responsibility for all forms of human rights violations on the ground, as attested by the numerous international courts decisions. Although the government of Georgia is prevented to exercise effective control over its regions of Georgia due to Russia's continuous military aggression and occupation, the government doing is at its utmost, using all possible diplomatic, political, legal, and other means to ensure protection of fundamental human rights and freedoms in the occupied territories. The government implements its policy of peaceful conflict resolution that lies upon two equally important pillars, that is, on the one hand, deoccupation, and on the other hand, reconciliation and engagement between societies divided by the occupation line. We are also actively using the negotiation formats such as Geneva International Discussions, and also incident prevention and response mechanism under the GID, finding durable solutions for humanitarian and human rights needs of the conflict-affected people, including children. Furthermore, we continue implementing programs aiming at improving humanitarian and social economic conditions of people in the occupied territories, and my colleague from the State Ministry of Reconciliation will provide you with this information. Thank you very much.